Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Hello, Matthew, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you and I can see you.
Oh, good.
So, Megan, how are things?
Oh, okay, thanks. You?
Yes, I'm keeping well, thank you.
Matthew?
Yes?
I hope you don't mind, but I've told all the staff that you're joining us, as rumours were starting to go around that Nick was coming over.
What, you mean my Uncle Nick?
Yes.
Huh. Well, I don't know how he'd do that. He's not allowed to travel at the moment.
I know, but you know what people are like. They tend to ignore the facts and only listen to the gossip.
I see. Well, thanks for letting everyone know. I hope their reaction wasn't too negative.
Oh, no. I think they're all looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, good. So, first of all, if it's all right with you, I've got a couple of questions I'd like to ask you.
Yes, of course.
First of all, tell me, how's Michael doing?
Well, you know that Michael's been off with stress, don't you?
Yes, Uncle Nick told me.
And although he seems a bit better, I don't think he'll be back for when we're open.
Oh, I see. Look, do you think it would be all right for me to email him, just to give my best wishes and to explain what my role is here? It's just I don't want to put him under any additional pressure or anything.
No, I think that would be a great idea. I'm sure he'd be pleased to hear from you.
Okay. Oh, I'll do that later then. Now, in regards to Star thing, have we heard about anyone wanting to leave?
No, I think everyone is dying to get back to work now.
Okay, oh good. Oh, and just so I'm clear about the managerial roles, there's Michael and, of course, yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
And Tina Long, right?
Oh, no, Tina isn't management.
Oh, I thought she was. Well, hang on, so why does she keep contacting my uncle? Surely it's only necessary for you to keep him up to date about how things are going.
Yes, I agree. And I talked to Nick about this.
Right. Well, I think one of the first things I'll have to do is have a word with this Tina person. I don't want my uncle being unnecessarily harassed at the moment. But don't worry about it, Megan. Just leave it with me. I'll get this thing sorted out.
Oh, he's lovely.
Is he?
Yes, he's friendly, he's got a good sense of humour, and he's very good looking.
Oh, really?
Yes, well, I think so. And he's got some blooming good ideas on how to improve the shop. I mean, I don't know if they'll all work, but he's certainly going to try his best to keep Patterson's open. And he's so thoughtful. He's going to contact Michael and explain why he's here and what he hopes to do so Michael doesn't feel put out or anything.
Oh, that's good. Well, I can't wait to see him. Megan, you don't know the date we're reopening, do you?
No, not yet. Oh, Penny, you have no idea how worried I was about the meeting with Matthew. Honestly, I hardly slept last night, worrying about how it would go. But he's just so nice. I can't tell you how relieved I am.
Well, thank goodness for that. So tell me, what do you know about him?
Well, he's 28, and he's not at all pompous or anything like that. He's just lovely.
So you keep saying. So what else do you know? Is he married?
No, I don't think so.
And what did he do before?
Well, he was brought up in Spain, and he does look a bit Spanish, actually. Although, of course, I know he isn't. But he's got those beautiful dark brown eyes with very long, lovely eyelashes.
Okay. But what about his job?
Well, I'm not really sure about that. He did say something about the theatre, but I didn't really understand what he actually did.
Oh, right. Well, never mind. So, do you think he'll fit in?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
And when's your next meeting with him?
I don't know. He's going to get back to me.
Oh, I'm so pleased it went well. So, what's his title in the shop? He can't be manager. That's Michael's role.
I don't know. But that's funny, actually, because I asked him the same thing. And we had such a laugh about it, because I said I'd just call him boss.
You do like him, don't you?
Well, yes, but not like that. It's just such a relief to have someone nice to be working with.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, no, you know I love working with you. But it's so good to have someone in management that I really get on with.
And do you think Michael will like him?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think everyone will like Matthew.
So, what's he like?
Megan says he's lovely.
Oh, is he?
Yes, and very good looking.
Oh. And is he married?
No, but he is young. He's only 28.
Oh, that's a pity.
I told you he was young.
Yes, I know, but I was hoping he'd be a bit older than that.
Well, he's not.
And where does he live?
Ah, I think she said he lives in Bryston.
Oh, very nice. And what did he do before?
Now, I asked Megan that, but all she said was that he had something to do with the theatre.
Oh, my goodness. We do have something in common.
I didn't say he was a bad trumpet player.
I'm not bad, Penny. I'm just not very good yet. I need to practice more.
Oh, do you?
Oh, Penny, come on. Don't you think I've been quieter recently?
Well, to be honest, yes, I do. So tell me, how are you doing that?
Ah, I've found a very clever way of slightly dulling the sound.
Well, whatever you're doing, carry on, because it is working.
Oh, good. I'm pleased to hear it. Wow, it's so nice to know we have similar interests.
Kathy, he might have been the cleaner in the theatre.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Oh, to have a fellow thespian in our midst. I can't wait to meet him. I'll be in that shop the minute it opens.
Remember, he's only 28.
No, I haven't forgotten that. I'm just thinking as a friend, that's all. He'll probably feel quite relieved to have someone to talk to with the same interests. No, don't worry, Penny, you're still my best friend. But you don't really understand the business, do you?
I know what bad trumpet playing sounds like.
Vince, what are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm tidying up the greenhouse.
So what's all this stuff doing out here?
Oh, I've got to go through it all to see if we still need it.
Well, we certainly don't need Amy's old rubber ring anymore. Why on earth have you kept that? That should have been thrown out years ago.
Well, I've kept it just in case it was needed.
Needed? What on earth do you mean by that?
Well, I did think that maybe Amy might give us a grandchild one day.
Oh, don't be so stupid. She's not going to do that any time soon. And anyway, the child wouldn't want that dilapidated old thing.
Okay. Well, I'm phoning her later anyway, so I'll tell her that I've still got it. But I'm throwing it away anyway.
She won't care what you do with it.
She will. It's part of her childhood.
Oh, give me strength.
Well, I'm going to throw her anyway, so I might as well mention it.
Well, give her my love.
Is that it?
Yes. Look, I'm going to make lunch now, so will you please clear all that stuff away because it's going to rain this afternoon.
All right. Oh, look.
Oh, and you can throw those away as well. I never used them.
Oh, Kathy, I've just spoken to Megan.
And what did she say?
She said he used to work at the Cuckoo Theatre. Have you heard of that?
Yes, of course I have. It's very well known.
Well, unfortunately, it had to close and he was made redundant.
Oh, that's awful. I bet that's all because of COVID. Oh, he must feel so very disappointed. Can you imagine it? One minute you're working at the Cuckoo and then the next you're at Patterson's. Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I'm sure he didn't want that to happen.
Well, no. Oh, it's so hard for performers at the moment. There's just no work about anywhere.
He wasn't a performer.
Oh, what was he then?
He was artistic director.
You what?
Yes, that's what Megan said.
Oh, my word, what a come down. Still, I'll be there to help him get through these difficult times.
You haven't even met him yet. And he might not like you. Have you thought of that?
Penny, we have an understanding of the theatre. He must have been dealing with musicians all the time.
I know that. And it would have been with people that were good.
Yes, well, I don't think I'll tell him that I've just started playing the trumpet.
I think you should, because he's bound to find out. And anyway, you can't lie to him.
Penny, that's one thing I do not do. I curb the truth sometimes, but I never lie.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.